Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of
Ace Vision Radio. Yes, yes, yes. Season 3, episode 1. We are in a brand new year. Happy New Year, Tice. Happy New Year, everyone. How are you doing, Tice?
Yes, yes. Happy New Year to you and Happy New Year to everyone listening. What's up, everyone? 2023 is here. We are starting with a little mini mix of the Merry Christmas gift pack that Vision released.
Yes.
Over at Christmas. We got four excellent edits of Hodo. They're out for Pay What You Want on Bandcamp. Great stuff.
Amazing. We'll be right back. on. What a way to start the year. What a way to start the show. That was Little Snake, Kelbin, Moa Deep and Varian. And of course, the original Tyson Two Fingers, Hodo. What a cool way to start the show. And the coolness continues as we drop a brand new track from Hamdi. Straight off the back of the unavoidable Skanker. Now we've got OK, which we are dropping on Vision this Friday alongside Yum and a very special John Casey edit as well. Going to ease ourselves in and look back over a couple of tunes from last year. This was one of our favorites. It was Halogenics, Sekalin featuring Sparks. Big up the Critical Massive.
Ready for the mess I bring. Feel the pressure, we set the session and check them in. What's my lament? It's demonic, cause onto better things. You must be thinking it's easy, believe me, settle in. Yeah, tell them they ain't ready for the mess I bring. Feel the pressure, we set the session and check them in. What's my lament? It's demonic, cause onto better things. You must be thinking it's easy, believe me, settle in. Someone up Lang might be the sensu. Been killing it, seen drilling it. Beat when I hit them tune, it's done. Tell them they ain't ready for the mess I bring. Feel the pressure, we set the session and check them in. What's my lament? It's demonic, cause onto better things. You must be thinking it's easy, believe me, settle in. Yeah, tell them they ain't ready for the mess I bring. Feel the pressure, we set the session and check them in. What's my lament? It's demonic, cause onto better things. You must be thinking it's easy, believe me, settle in.
Yes, yes, big up the Lawrence Halogenics. Next up, we've got Enta Bitchin' on Biological Beats.
up and currently smashing up New Zealand on his first ever tour down under. And now big up the UFO. Recently spotted on the Mission 2 album with Bro Safari as E.T. Finger. Here he is with a ravey jungly monster called Level Up. This one really lives up to its name.
Yes, big up the UFO, California sounds. And now back to Europe, this is Host with Dread.
Host! The Host, or Host as he actually calls himself, I found out sometime last year, which kind of blew my mind a little bit considering how many times I've gone Host on the show. Now moving on, it's Para with G-Check. This literally just dropped on a massive various artists collection from Incursion Audio. We are Incursion series volume 3. And this track is called G-Check. Proper bubbler.
It's sick. Yeah. Really like this groove. Really, really special.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, that's great. That reminds me of Ed Rush and Optical Ghostbusters.
Oh, wow. Yeah, go on. What a cosign. What a comparison. Wicked.
Good work, Para. And now, kind of a recap. But this is not a recap of 2022. This is my favorite tune of 2021. Sully Swandive. What a tune still.
Yeah.
Still absolutely sick. Still absolutely love playing this one. Big up to Sully.
Big up to Sully. Sticking with our favourites now, Anaïs was somebody who really, really blew me away last year as a DJ skimmer, played for my Dubtendo takeover at Boomtown, and it's just an absolute badass. And this is from our Ultrasound Volume 3 collection on Hospital, which came out in October last year. It's called Blackout featuring TZ.
terrified of sleeping, hiding in the darkness, couldn't let it spread out, driving feeling restless. Terrified of sleeping, hiding in the darkness, couldn't let it spread out, driving feeling restless.
For something completely different.
Yeah.
Bleep Bloop, Hammer and Serpent. Very intense.
Very intense. From his album Prime, big up Aaron Bleep Bloop. One Bleep Bloop. There's got to be a story behind the title, like Hammer and Serpent, so please give me a shout and tell me the story behind that title. Also, big up all serpents listening and all hammer makers. Big up the tool making community, and big up TI as well. He just dropped a despicably sick EP on CIA called Step Back, and this is one of the tracks. It's with Mad Rush MC. It's sketchy.
We'll be right back.
They don't want to see a person ever do good, living a good life like them should. Just want to see your life crumble and fall, like you are Humpty Dumpty on wall. Listen ya, me beg you remember, don't let the bad mind bring you under. No bad business if them chatty, cause when them a chat it a sketchy.
Music alone shall live and shall never die.
Let the bass line squash them and stamp them out. No worry about haters cause them all about. This one game beat them one by one. Just train up yourself in a top condition. Run down the tunnel and make the thing light. No worry about things, just make the tunnel bright. No matter business if them chatty, cause when them a chat, that's how those sketchy.
Thank you very much, T.I. Madras MC. And now something really, really special, especially for me. I released an album on Boxing Day called One More Tune Volume 1 on my One More Thing platform. It's got 41 tracks from new and rising talent, including this absolute banger from Man Like Scartip. This one is called Shadow Catcher. Hope you like your 4x4s.
Now we are listening to Blind 3x3. Triplets are back, it seems. Or at least there's two triplet songs in this episode already. But 2023 is the year of triplets.
Yeah, year of threes.
There's a three in it.
very much, Blind. And now on to something from Man Like Calyx. He dropped his first solo material in many, many years on Critical late last year. Two tracks, both bangers. We've already played The Mighty Tempest. Now time to relish and wallow in the mood of this deeper flavour. This one is called You Want It All.
Yes, big up Larry Calyx, absolutely a legend in our books. We listened to his music so much in the early 2000s.
God,
Illusions, Tearing Me Apart, that whole metalhead Moving Shadow era was formative for us in our early Noisia days. Anyway, onwards. S. Merck, click click. This one is really weird, really funny. I really like the vibe on this one. Big up to S. Merck.
Love this, love everything they've done so far. Big up the S. Merck. Switching up the flavours, switching up the vibes and the tempos. From S. Merck, we go to Ivy Lab, who dropped one of my favourite albums of last year, Infinite Falling Grounds. Amazing, amazing body of work. This is one of the tracks. Late Night Fit.
Back to drum and bass. This is really cool. This is Helion. It's About Time. But I really like the sound design on the mix on this one. Big up. Hysteric, but more triplets. I told you.
More triplets coming in. Maybe the counteraction to all the 4/4s we've been having in the last few years. This is actually my Yamuk of the week in a really strange way. It's mainly for the name of the artist, Waveheart. Like, what a brilliant name. That's definitely the best name that we've had all week. Really interesting sounds as well, like kind of gamey, very over-the-top dramatic sounds, and a lot of rhythm influences as well. It's Waveheart, Dream State on Play Me 2.
Freedom! We'll be right back.
reload. Add a few more of those re's in there.
Guess what? We did another recap of the reloads in which Angel Blade featured, and you guys memed it again.
Yes!
And here we are again. Angel Blade is reloaded from last episode because it was reloaded.
Amazing.
Which means they will probably come back somewhere around June for the 2023 mm-hmm. first half recap, and then it will come back in July because it will be reloaded, and then it will come back. So, yeah, I guess we haven't shaken Angel Blade yet.
No, yes. keep it going, please.
Yeah.
Of a reload. Please keep that going, and thank you to everybody who gets involved in with the reloads on Patreon and on Discord and everything. So now on to Tipper. He dropped an album, I think it was his 12th album, Marble Hunting, late last year. I hope you found your marbles, Mr. Tipper, and I know you're a regular listener of this show. Thank you very much for the no Dave that you gave me recently, totally within context. So big up. This is from Marble Hunting. It's called Rancid Shuff. Brilliant name. Absolutely sick track. We'll be right back.
Yes, yes, big up Tipper. Also, a huge formative influence to Noisia in the early day. We used to listen a lot of early breakbeat, Botchin and Scarper.
Yes.
And then a friend who worked at the record store, Robert at Hemis, said, you guys have to listen to Tipper. And we followed his advice and then bought some CDs. It's absolutely great. We used to do the dishes together. When we all lived together, we did the dishes to Tipper a lot. So yes, big up.
Brilliant.
Big up, Dave. Big up, Tipper. Absolute legend in our book. And now onwards. This is Neuropunk Records, Chaser and Maelstrom, the track called Dead Leaves.
Do your washing up to this one, Tice.
Now, I have a dishwashing machine now, man.
Gone up that, in the world.
That focus listening is gone.
Thank you, Chaser and Maelstrom. And now here's a tune you could fill up a lot of dishwashers to. This is the Glitch Mob. The Glitch Mob released a brand new album last year, Control-Alt-Reality, I believe it's called. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the tracks called Depth Charge. And yeah, you could just imagine this. This is tailor-made for massive crowds. The progression and the momentum on this I absolutely love. So huge shouts to the Glitch Mob. It's called Depth Charge, if I didn't say the title already. We'll be right back.
Yes, yes, yes. Big up the Glitch Mob, Edit, Ua, and Beretta.
Yeah, vibes.
Also legends.
Yeah.
Also, we used to listen to that a lot as well.
What domestic activity did you do to the Glitch Mob then, if you did the washing up to Tipper?
No, that was a bit later. I think it was Foreign Beggars that introduced us to them, I think. Like, this was around Flying Lotus time. Ooh, like LA Beat Scene.
And then they were
a bit more of the on the glitchy, weird side of the hip-hop electronic music jams. Yeah.
And this last tune is definitely on the weird side. What are we signing out with, man?
Yes, this is Bastard. Great great artist name. Bastard.
Bastard.
Full Bleed. Thanks, everybody, for listening to this episode. Subscribing, liking, all the things. Supporting us on Patreon. Vision, appreciate you. I wish you a very happy new year. And I don't usually do this, but I want to do some product placement. We released the sample pack on Splice. Mm. And just before that, we released our Visualizer Tool 4X. And I would suggest you check it out and see if it's something for you, because I think we released some really, really helpful tools with those two little products.
Go on, you heard the man. Thank you all for listening. We will see you again next week. Ciao, ciao. Tice, do you want to make hits like your favorite EDM headliners? Tired of playing to the same four walls of your bedroom? Then sign up to my exclusive EDM production masterclass and follow these top 10 hacks. Make 2023 your year. Sign up for £1,000 per calendar month, and I guarantee within 12 months you'll be bigger than Andy C.
I'm going to stick with 4X and the Nausea sample pack. Thanks.
No, Dave.
No, there's no Dave.
There was no question.
There's gonna be a no Dave.
All right. Well, then that was the no Dave.